Yes, FM music that will change your life. Hey, I'm Zach. That was Trust by NF. And as promised, as we were talking about today and earlier today, we're going to be talking with a special guest, John Cooper of Skillet. How you doing, John?
I'm doing good. It's good to chat with you, man.
Absolutely. So where are you calling in from today?
I'm in Albuquerque. We are at the end of our tour. We got about 4 days left, and we've been on the West Coast. And up here, and then going to go home for a little while.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Get a little good break in there.
Yeah, it's good to rest your voice, rest your neck, or, you know, head banging too much, your body, you know. But like I said to you before the interview started, I'm ready to go home, but not for a year and a half.
Right, that's true. I could never do that.
I don't want a full year off. I want to stay on the road, please. But, you know, if I could have a couple weeks off, that'd be good.
Definitely. So, wait, how has COVID been for you and the band? Because I know you guys started touring earlier this year, but how has it been for you guys?
Back on the road, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, well, being back on the road is great. I mean, seeing the fans has been really incredible. I mean, obviously, I knew that people were going to be happy. People are ready to go out and have fun. I mean, I get all of that, but I think that what was a little surprising to me was just the joy on people's faces. You know, I think there was this kind of general feeling of people kept saying, I had no idea how much I needed this. I needed to go out and do something uplifting, and it gave people hope, and you can just see it in the crowd. And I think that's been a very encouraging, you know, thing. And I think that a lot of people are realizing that, for, you know, for one reason or another, or maybe just a reason, one degree or another, you know, that we are living in fear and that we are, you know, afraid of all these various things and this anxiety. And I think there's more and more people waking up to the fact that, you know, one of the biggest things we've surrendered is really, we just surrendered into living this life of fear and anxiety. And, you know, that's something I'm very passionately against.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's, in my opinion, that's worse than COVID, because this living in fear, anxiety is really just crushing people's hope. And in fact, also I don't know if people care about this, but that's not just, that is a spiritual issue, but it manifests in the physical ways. And I don't know if people know this, but if you look on the CDC and just find out what are the highest risk factors for death from COVID.
Hmm.
Most people know that the number one risk factor is obesity. Most people know that. But almost no one knows what the second risk factor is. And it's before diabetes. It's before all these other things. The number two risk factor is anxiety and fear-related illness. That's the second highest risk factor for dying from COVID. So what you're seeing is a spiritual problem manifest in a physical way. And of course, you know, our faith in Christ, that is the remedy for the fear. So anyway, I think I feel passionate about. So that's a long answer, but it's been good to be back on the road.
I love that. Once again, talking with John Cooper of Skillet. So you have been busy with your podcast, Cooper Stuff, and touring. And guess what? There's news of an album. And so tell us what you wanted this album to be about, what you wanted it to sound like.
Well, yeah, I'm very excited about the record. It comes out in January. People should go check it out on our, you know, website or Instagram, whatever, Facebook. The record is called Dominion. The single is called Surviving the Gang. And I know everybody listening right now feels like they have been surviving the game over the last 18 months. And if you're here, you've been surviving it. It's been a really hard, painful year and a half. And we've all suffered in very, I guess, is that they've suffered greatly, I would assume. There are people like that listening right now. But you're here. You're surviving the game. We're doing everything we can do. And I think that this record is very much, it's the post-pandemic inspiration record, a celebration of freedom. Freedom from those, again, that fear and those kind of dark forces that can enter into your mind. And there's a lot of ideology as well involved in that. A lot of things coming against the gospel of Jesus Christ, against the word of God, against the Bible. A lot of redefining within some sects of Christianity, which I think are really negative for the church. Most of them demonically driven. A lot of them are, I should say. A lot of them are really just diminishing the power of the Word of God. They're making the Bible just, another amongst many. And that's happening within certain groups in Christianity. So I think this record, Dominion, is a celebration that Christ shall have all dominion. It is all his. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He's the Lord of creation. All of this is his. And until we recognize Christ as Lord of all, we are going to find ourselves in chaos and upheaval. And of course, that's what the gospel is, isn't it? It was, the Bible says it was for freedom that Christ has set us free. And so, I don't know, that's kind of what I feel about Dominion. It's a very inspiring album, I hope. But it's also had a lot of attitude. It's fighting back against cancel culture. It's fighting back against this censorship. People that really, in the end, what they really want is for us to stop talking about Jesus and stop talking about the Bible. And they want to do away with that, and we have to stand up against it. And so you can hear those themes on the record. So people, go check it out. The song is called Surviving the Game.
I love that. Thank you so much. Once again, talking with John Cooper of Skillet. And so it's on the new song, Surviving the Game. Love it. It hurt my neck from all the headbanging I did the first time I listened to it. We'll tell you that.
Yay.
So tell us, tell us why you wrote this song. I know you touched on that a little bit ago, but why you wrote it, and was it difficult coming up with this song for the band, writing process, riffing? What was it all about?
You know, this one actually wasn't difficult. It was weird. You know, when you're a songwriter, there's a couple of ways you can write. You know, sometimes you sit down and maybe you have an idea for a song and you begin to craft it and you begin to say, John, what do you want to say? You know, what is it that you want to get across? And you start, you know, you think of different ideas and new ways to say things, and you try to be clever and deep. Other times you sit down to write a song, and it can be more like stream of consciousness. It's just like it's coming out of you, and you're writing lyrics. And sometimes you write lyrics, and I know this sounds weird for people who, you know, didn't do this in literature class or poetry class or whatever when you're in school. But sometimes what happens is you start writing the things coming out of you, and then you look at it. Sometimes you don't realize the way that you felt. And I know that might sound weird, pop psychology or something. It's not pop psychology. It's just that sometimes we don't sit down and think deeply about what's happening inside of us. And when you write through consciousness, sometimes it can come out. And sometimes what comes out is ugly, and sometimes what comes out is good. And what was coming out of me was just this defiance, a defiance against what I perceived to be an idolatrous government that is way overreaching their sovereignty. And when I say idolatrous, in case people don't know what people mean when they say it's idolatrous, when the government starts overreaching into your life, into places it does not belong, that would be like, for instance, the government telling you what you can and cannot teach your kids. That's not their place. They are overstepping the boundaries of the family, which is instituted by God. So that is a part of God's authority that he gives to the parents, not to the government. So the government is becoming idolatrous. What that means is the government is usurping Christ's authority and inserting their own authority. And that is really bad. And that is what happens in an increasingly secular culture. So we'll see the government overreaching into my life in lots of different ways, trying to be the God instead of Christ being the God. That's begun to make me really angry. And so some of these lyrics were coming out. I'm the line in the song that says, never bow the knee because it's do or die. And I think that's the point we're at. I think we're at the point we're either going to bow down and sort of let the government do what it wants to do, which will infringe upon our religious freedoms. And you know, we're seeing that a little bit in America. We're seeing it in a major way in Canada. Some of your listeners may not know. There are pastors being arrested in Canada as we speak, being put in jail for holding church services during COVID. There's a pastor that got arrested just recently in Canada because they held a church service and they allowed unvaccinated people to come into the building. So that is against their laws, as they're being arrested for that. That's a 6-hour drive, you know?
Yeah.
That's 7 hours north. And this is the sort of thing is happening around the Western world. And so those kind of things make me feel like, okay, you know what? It's time. They cost us something. Some people are going to get really mad to stand up for what I believe is true justice and allow God to still reign supreme over the government. And I think we should fight for that. So you're going to hear those kind of mess and survive in the game.
I love that. Once again, talking with John Cooper from Skillet. So yesterday you posted on Twitter a Cooper Stuff podcast about God and the government. Do you think your new album speaks or advocates to this correctly of being, and you keep saying defiant in the midst of, I'll give us some examples, mandates, group, stuff like that.
Yeah, I do think so. Now, just to kind of be clear, in case people maybe don't know a lot about me, or when I talk about that kind of defiance, I'm talking about a very positive defiance. I'm talking about civil disobedience. I am not talking about, you know, get a gun or what have you and go break into a government office building and try to take over an election or something. That is absolutely not what I'm talking about. In fact, I did do a Cooper Stuff episode of that is not, you know, that I believe personally that was a wicked act. I believe that was also, what's the right word for that? Just chaos and wickedness. That's not what I support. Civil disobedience is an entirely different thing. That is I'm standing up against a wicked law. Or a wicked, maybe a law, maybe it's just a, you know, a cultural canceling or as you say, a vaccine mandate. I'm standing up against that. Civil disobedience is when you stand up against it and you are ready to pay the civil price for what you do. And you have to count that cost. Is that really worth doing? That's what we see in the civil rights movement, right? People saying, no, you know, black men saying, I am going to sit at this lunchroom table that I'm not allowed to sit at. And if I get beat up, it's worth it. I get arrested, it's worth it, because this is a wicked law, which I would agree with. So that's what I support. And I support Christians pushing back, because we do have a voice. We have a large majority of people. Mm-hmm. We just don't always believe that there are other people. We tend to think that we're the only ones. And so we're not, in other words, if you're listening to this program right now, you might be going, man, I thought I was the only one. You're not the only one. There are lots of us. And the truth is that if we believe the Bible says is justice, the truth is that the whole nation will be blessed. And now I won't get into a really long talk about worldview, but basically when we honor God in our civil laws and in the civil realm, then the entire nation will be blessed, because only God's laws will give us true justice. If you're ignoring God's laws and instituting man's laws, man will think that they are justice, but they actually are not. They will be totalitarian, and they will be unjust. And a great example of that is, look at what's happening in Afghanistan now. The Taliban is taking back over, and the Taliban is celebrating because they believe that true justice has come back to the land, and now women, once again, cannot go to school. And women can be beat if they don't make dinner for their husband, and so on and so forth. To their minds, that is justice. So when you remove the Bible, you remove God's justice out of the picture, it will always end up in chaos. It will always end up in tyranny, and people will suffer. So that's my little spiel. Yes, you will hear evident on the new album, but those are some of the threads, even in Surviving the Game, those are some of the threads that will go through the song about not bowing your knee and that sort of thing.
I love that. Once again, talking with John Cooper from Skillet. So right before we go into the song, I want to say the music video really complements the song as well. It looks like you guys are in a desert, and it must have been like really hot there. I can't imagine.
It was really hot and dry. It was a fun, really fun video to make. You know, I think the girls were kind of freaking out because they were like, okay, we're in the desert. Now be careful where you step. If you hear something that sounds like a rattle, that probably is a rattlesnake. You be careful of that. You know, don't step in any sort of like, you know, they were going through all these things, and the girls were like, what in the world is going on? I was like, this is going to be fun. Let's do a sweet video. And because the song is really energetic and it's really in your face.
Right.
But it does have this feeling of overcoming. And I thought that the desert was kind of a cool place to, you know, it's obviously a great metaphor for overcoming, isn't it? You feel like you've been traveling in this desert for ages and you're going to die of thirst. And you're looking for a way out. And in some ways, that's kind of how I think most of us have felt about COVID over the last 18 months.
I love that. So where did you guys shoot exactly? Was that somewhere in the West, Texas?
Yeah, that was outside of L.A.
Oh,
so
wow.
We did the album artwork in the Salt Flats in outside of Salt Lake City. And the artwork is really cool for the record, you know. And it just had this great... Very different for Skillet, because we don't usually do big, what I would call, like, landscape photography.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more like something, you know, U2 would do, or, you know, bands like that, U2 or Coldplay or what have you. And it just kind of felt right. And something about it just we were kind of quite excited about. And then we shot the video outside of L.A., which had a kind of a similar look, but it gave us some options in terms of the storyline. So, yeah, the video is really energetic because the song is heavy. I mean, this Skillet record is a little heavier. It's a little meaner. It's got more attitude than what we've done in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that kind of serves the time we're in.
That's awesome. And what was the one thing that was really fun about shooting that music video?
The one thing that was fun about it, let's see. Tell you the truth, one of the things that was, I don't want to say fun, I would say it was peaceful, is the director was really good, and he was great with handheld cams. And so I had a lot of trust in him. And to me, that shooting videos is because it really depends on how the style of the director. You're putting a lot of trust in someone else's hands.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of interesting. I guess the funnest part, I got to drive this really old, amazing muscle car. And you know, I'm kind of quite into that. You know, it has that great like revved up engine sound with like an old muscle car. It was just really cool. That was probably the thing that was most fun about it, I suppose.
I love that. Once again, talking with John Cooper from Skillet. John, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to do so.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great chatting with you too. Thanks so much. Thanks to all the fans for listening, all their support through all these years. Go check out the new song. Go to our Skillet Music on Instagram or Facebook. Check it out. If you like it, tell a friend and keep rocking.
Awesome. Thank you so much, John. I'll see you later.
All right. Have a great one.
You too. Bye.